Hi, I'm Jackie Wicks with Peer Trainer, and I'm here with Joshua Wayne, and I want to welcome you to part 7 in our series on emotional eating. And I want to start off with a story that I had talked about in an article that I had written about how to really get control of emotional eating at night with your binges and at home. I don't know if you ever saw the movie American Beauty, but there's two main characters, Kevin Spacey and Annette Bening. And they're a married couple, and they had been married for a really long time, and they'd gotten into some ruts. And they had really sort of lost the love that they had felt for each other. And there's a particular scene where they're in their beautiful home, and they have this picturesque life, and they're in the living room, and they start to talk about what it was like when they were dating and when they were really happy with each other. And you start to see this closeness start to develop, and they start to talk about the memories, and they get closer and closer, and they begin to kiss. And then suddenly, Annette Bening sees Kevin Spacey have a beer bottle in his hand, and he's just about to spill the beer on the sofa right when they're about to kiss. And Annette Bening jerks back her head, and she says, "Watch out with that beer. You need to put that beer away." And suddenly Kevin Spacey sort of jerked back into the reality that they hadn't been getting along. And he says, "You know, it's just a couch." And she says, "Oh, well, that's a $4,000 reupholstered Italian fabric sofa." And Kevin repeats, "But it's just a couch. It's just stuff." And it's a particularly important scene because while we love the things in our home and while we love the things around us, it's always important to remember that it really is just stuff. And when you start to get this perspective, it starts to change different scenarios that happen in your life. You know, after a member read that article, she emailed me and she said, "I have to tell you what happened. I was sitting in my house and I had gone to make something for breakfast, and I have all these herbs out in my garden, and it takes me a really long time to grow these herbs. And I had gone out to get some rosemary and thyme for something that I was making. And I go outside and I see our next door neighbor is spraying his fence. Now that's right next to my herb garden. And I realize that he's taken all this toxic spray and he's ruined all of my herbs, all the vegetables. But what's even worse is he ruined the soil. He actually ruined the entire area where I can't even use that area anymore for my garden." And she had this perspective that she couldn't start screaming her head off because this is her neighbor. And she lived next to her neighbor, and she had to still deal with him, obviously, on a daily basis. And she got so upset, and she said in a terse voice, "You know, do you have any idea what's in that?" And he says, "Oh, I don't think anything's in there. You know, I'll check if there's a chemical, but I'm sure it's fine." And when she realized that she wasn't going to be able to fix the situation, she ran back into the house. And she was so upset, and she ran right through the kitchen. But what she did instead of going to the refrigerator, she ran upstairs into her bedroom, and she said, "Jackie, you know, I started using some of that breathing that Joshua was saying. I started breathing, and I kept repeating over and over to myself, you know, my daughter's not sick. My husband's okay. Nobody in my family is dying. This is just stuff. As much as I love the vegetables, as much as I love this, it is just stuff." And she kept repeating it over and over. And what happened then is she felt herself calm down for the first time. She said she had never had that happen before, where she was so angry about a situation that she couldn't control, but that she actually calmed down instead of going and stuffing her face with everything in the refrigerator, and instead of yelling her head off, she actually had some control over her emotions and her actions. But what she said was, what was so interesting is, you know, this whole "it's just stuff" is really just a perspective. You know, I don't have to talk about all the people that have it so hard in the world. We know it. The fact is we live in a society that we take for granted, and I know you've heard this before, but it's always worth talking about because we forget. We forget how easy it is to go to the grocery store and buy eggs. We can go to the grocery store anytime we want and buy the food that it took so many people so much time to make. And the fact that it's so easy for us to do it all the time can really get you out of the perspective that, wow, we have a lot of food around us. In a sense, we're rich. You know, we have all of these choices and food that we can procure so easily. And that reminder that it's just stuff, and having the perspective of how lucky we are, and that emotional eating, honestly, is a new phenomenon. It's not something that's been around forever. I mean, think about back in the time how hard it was to get your food. Now we have so much food around us all the time. You know, just building on the perspective part, is it reminds me of a story of this Russian woman who came over to the country, and she's out with a couple friends of hers at a diner, and you know, they ordered cheeseburger and various other things, and no one was eating that garnish, you know, the slice of lettuce with the tomato and the onions. And she said, oh, why aren't you eating it? And I said, oh, this is just stuff you put on your burger, and I don't really want it. And she said, I can't believe it. That's my favorite part. It's so hard to get this stuff in my country. And so she just was so excited to have it. And so that's really where you see how perspective is everything. Now, one important thing I want to say here is that I know that many of us love food, and I don't mean to sit there and say it's just stuff, you know, get over it. What I am trying to say is that have the perspective and really treasure it. You know, there's even, I wrote about this in the article, there's even this socialite, Olivia Palermo, who was kind of the last person I thought I would hear this from in terms of such a good perspective. But when she was asked, you know, how do you keep your weight down? You go to all these fabulous parties and you have all this fabulous food around you. And she said, you know, food is really a delicacy. We're really lucky to have it. And so just what I want you to remember is this perspective. Next time you feel yourself in an episode, she used a couple of those tools. She went and she started to breathe and she started to repeat herself, it's just stuff. And it really helped give her the perspective that we all have. This isn't anything that you haven't heard before. It's just making sure that you remember and think about that perspective in the right moment. So with that, we're going to wind down call 7. And, of course, please email us anytime, coaching@peertrainer.com. We love to hear from you. And, obviously, these stories are really also what help other members. So have a great day, and we'll see you on call 8.